The rally is about a pathway for citizenship for the 11 million people here in the United States that have not yet received any kind of citizenship. And so here will be clergy from around the state that will be speaking to that issue, as well as those who are dreamers who desire to become American citizens as well. So, again, just to reiterate, there are 11 million undocumented Americans that want to come out of the shadows of, you know, their status so that they can receive legal residency here in the United States. And we have clergy here and dreamers who will be speaking to that issue at the press conference today.
And why is it important to you to and to other members of PICO for people to have a pathway to citizenship?
It's important because there are people who believe in the American dream who are traveling from various parts of the world to come to America to help continue to make her a great nation. And when they come, the process by which they have to go through to receive that citizenship is rather tiresome and costly. And in reality, our immigration system really needs overall. It needs to be reformed. It is something that congressmen have constantly communicated, but nothing has been done thus far.
You say that nothing's been done. There is now maybe more of a discussion about immigration and that some more people thinking that something should be done. What are your expectations for what could happen politically in the near future, and what do you hope for?
Well, I do understand that Senator Marco Rubio has already started some drafting, at least document-wise. I've not seen that yet to speak that it actually exists. I'm just aware that there was some discussion that there was a draft in place, and hopefully I can see that soon. But the reality is that we're hoping, again, like I just stated earlier, that the time frame in which it takes for a person to become a citizen will be reduced from the, on average, 11 to 13 years now that it takes to less than that. We anticipate about 7 years in terms of what that should take.
And finally, Reverend Errol Thompson, pastor of New Life Fellowship, Missionary Baptist Church in Orlando, and chair of PICO United Florida. Regarding Senator Rubio, you are asking people to sign a letter asking Senator Rubio to support the campaign's principles of reform, and you will deliver that letter to the senator's Orlando office. Why are you specifically targeting Senator Rubio here?
I wouldn't use the word targeting, but he is a person of interest. As I stated earlier, he is helping to draft the legislation that's being discussed from the Republican view. And so, why not him? He is someone who is the son of immigrants. And so we believe that he should have an invested stake in this. He knows the benefits personally of what it means to have parents that are immigrants who travel to this country, so that he now is a senator. And he represents what many who come to this country are trying to do for their own families as well.